All right, we are on the record for some after talk.
Oh,
what was
yeah.
the thing we were going to talk about on after talk?
The next spoiler time stuff.
But also it was in the what we're watching. You gave a very long review about your love of Eurovision.
Right, Eurovision. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and it went.
Oh, you had counterpoint?
No, all I had was snark, where it's like, dumb stuff like, what a surprise that the country everybody is sympathetic for politically was the winner or whatever.
Eurovision just happen, or was it because we just did a great night game about Eurovision?
Eurovision just happened on Saturday.
What, but I mean, didn't the one before it just happen?
Great
Night. Eurovision has two semifinals during the week. So there was a semifinal on Tuesday.
It just seemed like it happened later in the year last year. But we did a game on Great Night about
it. It's always in May.
So it was later.
It did not happen in 2020. They skipped it all together.
Hmm. Yeah. Nobody had vision.
So Ukraine came in fourth in the juried selection, because half the points come from a panel of experts in each country. They can't give points to themselves. They have to give it to others. And that felt accurate. Because the Ukraine song was great. I like it. It's a good rap song, and it works in the folk music really well. But there were other songs that may arguably have deserved it. But I was like, the popular vote. If they get anywhere close to the top, the popular vote is going to swing up.
That's a pretty smart way to keep abject trash from making it to the top.
Yeah. So if the Ukrainian entry had just been abject trash, it would not have won Eurovision. It had to be good and get the popular support at the same time.
Yeah.
However, I would have given it to either Norway or Moldova.
Uh-oh. I'm seeing squinty eyes from Bryce.
So
what up?
Last week, I looked this up because we were talking about Eurovision. Do you guys remember from a little while ago the American Song Contest?
Oh, yeah.
The NBC Eurovision?
The attempt to do a version of Eurovision, except well.
I remember us discussing it, and that's about it.
I didn't realize, not only did it come out, it finished last week. Yeah. It actually ended last week. That is... I would like to try it to check it out, but...
To my point earlier in the episode, that's the thing about broadcast is they started it and maybe they stopped promoting it, but they did it every week until it was done.
And to my point, no one noticed.
Correct.
Well, 2.04 million people watched the finale.
Yeah, I mean, not no one. Obviously.
Not no one, but 2 million people on a Monday.
It wasn't like, burning up the conversation. So. Yeah. The thing about Eurovision is that it all happens off Eurovision. Like every country has its nomination, and gets their song. And then Eurovision happens in a week. There's two semifinals and the final, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Doing this like as a 10 episode or whatever it was series, just that was too much commitment. That's one of the reasons I didn't do it.
Hmm. Yeah. Sometimes.
What state won?
I wish I had, you know what?
I can't. Spoiler alert.
No. What I was about to say is, I wish I had time to blank, blank, blank. But I always, honestly, I feel like that's such a cop out thing to say because, truthfully, like I was afraid that when we had kids, I would become boring because I wouldn't have time to keep up with things. But truthfully, what happens is I don't know, between 20% and 40% of your time gets chopped off, your free time, and you get to decide what 20 to 40% gets chopped off. And so it's like, you find out, I don't love going, to live concerts as much as I thought.
You find out what's really important.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So it looks like in the American Song Contest, spoilers, if you're watching American Song Contest, Washington State got the highest jury score, but with an overwhelming public score, Oklahoma is the winner.
Wow. With a K-pop performer.
That's right. With Alexa and her song Wonderland.
How do you... Waiting for my echo to... How do you name your performer? You don't name your performer that. You're setting everyone's smart speakers off. What's so funny is as soon as you said that, I realized that on the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday, they had her come on and introduce one of the artists that was performing. And I didn't even clock to me that was the Eurovision
Also,
show, because they said from American Song Contest, here is your winner. Her name, a K-pop singer from Oklahoma.
Okay. And, so I got one last thing on this. All right. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Alexa, who's, sorry.
There goes. There goes again.
Tell me a story about a lost sock. highly recommended. Highly recommended. Yeah. They've written this 2-minute hero's journey.
She was also in the reality show Rising Legends, and on the Korean music audition show Produce 48, and debuted as a K-pop singer in 2019. So I don't know what's up with that. Are you allowed to just be in all of these music competition shows? I guess so.
Yes, you are. Wow.
but people, that must be how she won, because she like has a K-pop career.
So in Korea, a lot of times when you debut, you go on these weekly competition shows and you try to win to get momentum for your debut or for your comeback album or whatever. Usually it's younger artists. You don't see the bigger artists doing that. It's always young, you know, at least debut or first couple albums. So in that milieu, then yeah, if you're from Oklahoma, you'll be like, well, let me get on all the US ones too while I can.
Yeah. Wow.
Good for you, person whose name I'm not going to say.
She won a People's Choice Podcast Award. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. It also when they introduced her on the Billboard Music Awards, it set off our Echo.
Oh, really? Yeah. I saw a headline while I was searching her. Apparently, she was supposed to perform at that live show and was snubbed, I guess, or
okay,
bumped.
So there, Eileen and I still haven't figured this out. They didn't. They didn't do all the awards.
At the Billboard Music, I mean, it's not the Grammys. It's not the
Olivia
Oscars.
Rodrigo won an award that wasn't announced until after the live show was over. They only did R&B and country on the live show.
Two awards?
They didn't. No. They did say, you know, like best female R&B, best R&B album,
everything
best
in that clubhouse.
Yeah, they did all the country and all the R&B awards and nothing else on the live show.
What?
So they didn't do Best Artist of the Year, Best Song of the Year, Best Album of the Year. Weird.
The people at Billboard, man.
Billboard. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
It's hot. It's real hot here in Austin.
We need you to come cool it down.
Yeah, we need you to be cool.
Come cool us down, Tom.
Could you come be cool?
Ooh. Wait, is it... I'm lost in the metaphor now.
No, not there's a no metaphor.
It's literal.
It's like, can you do anything about the 99 degree weather every single day?
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't. My heat pump works really well, though. I highly recommend it.
Hey, what does it do? How does it cool you down?
It uses the heat in the ground to power the condenser that then pulls the heat out of your house.
Wait, for reals?
Yeah.
That's rad.
Uh-huh. And so it uses less electricity because of that. And yeah. I'm telling you, I had the old Freon compressor blower a couple weeks ago when it was in the 90s, and it was in the 90s this weekend. And I was like, it's cooler in here. It's so cooler in here with the heat pump.
So the heat pump is basically like in my house, it takes because the hot water heater is on, you know, all the way up in the attic. It circulates all the water so that hot water is at the ready. That way you don't waste a bunch of water waiting for it to get warm. Right.
Sure.
But on a cold day, when I walk into the bathroom and I'm standing with bare feet, I can feel the warmth of where those pipes are. So is it pretty much that, but just with cold water coming up?
It's not water. It's a big metal thing that goes into the ground and uses geothermal energy as an assist.
What's circulating? Or I guess
the geothermal
nothing.
Energy causes a temperature differential that it uses to then drive power, and then from there it works just like a normal AC.
Got
so it's got Freon and stuff in it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But the old one, the old compressor that was just using electricity to pump the Freon through, is the way I should have phrased it, because they both use Freon. The old one that was just using electricity, like it had to work too hard.
Can I confess that it was within the last year that I finally figured out why it's called a compressor? And of course, the answer is because it compresses. But it was because, like, I think there was some moment that I was like, I don't know, letting blast a can of cold of compressed air, mm-hmm. and I felt how cold it was. Mm. And then I was like, wait, is that how things refrigerate? Is that they compress the air in one area that's warm and outside, yeah. and then decompress pressure. The air
yeah, right.
in another area to cool down?
The compressor affects the pressure okay. of the atmosphere. How did we not? Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
And the coil in the heat pump is a condenser, it's a condenser during the summer when you need it to cool, and then it's an evaporator in the winter when I need it to heat.
So, the murder pit out back, right? We're starting to do some, events here at the facility, and so I think one thing that we desperately need to do is dig a well before Travis County changes all the rules, like while I still can dig a well. Uh-huh. But I was thinking about like what would we do next, and I think that murder pit that was originally a swimming pool. I was like, well, what do you do with 3 feet of water? I don't know. But then it occurred to me, like, you can buy a water chiller and a water heater. And then during the summer, it's like that pit, that pool is 13 feet across, and it would probably be very pleasant to gather with, between 5 and 20 people with all of your toes dipped in the cold 70-degree water mm-hmm. During the summer. And so anyway, Patreon.com/cordkillers is where you went to hear all this.
By the way, so Westworld starts on July 10th. We'll be adding that to the watch, as discussed. Brian may not watch them, but still participate.
I kind of like that last 5 minutes idea. Cordkillers@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or possibly the last 5 minutes, and then binge them all before the finale, which will be super fun. And then House of the Dragon, we in?
Yes, I have to.
Okay.
Skeptical though.
I've got a proposal.
Yeah.
For the council.
Uh-huh.
On what is that? July 17. What We Do in the Shadows comes back for its fourth season.
Yeah. Right.
And I wonder if maybe we should screen What We Do in the Shadows this season. I wonder if maybe that show should be on the fence.
Really?
Okay, so you're saying we watch it this season, but we watch it with the idea of judging whether
maybe we'll tap out if we need to. I don't know. Y'all like season three a little more than I did, I think. Like season three.
I do admit, I mentioned this in the break, but Our Flag Means Death really put in stark relief just how least best season three was of all the seasons of the show.
Yeah. So I don't know. Are you
suggesting we would stop mid season or just saying at the end of the season,
It's not good,
maybe we,
I mean, the whole point of the tweak in the format is we should not suffer through something.
And also right. not for nothing, but I kind of am looking forward to getting back to Miami Vice.
We got a lot of Barry in front of us.
I would hear you say that. That's amazing.
Although,
listener side, from the listener point of view, it does suck to feel you're like, oh, I'm excited to, even if they don't like it and I like it, I'm excited to hear their thoughts. And then at episode four, we're like, that's it. We're not doing the rest of the season. So.
But we also get emails from people who are like, if you don't like it, stop watching it.
Stop watching it. Yeah, no, that's true. There's both kinds.
And I will confess that I will watch every single episode. I can't imagine tapping out on it.
All right.
I mean, I will certainly watch it.
But whether or not we dedicate,
or do we want to do that every week?
Talking about bandwidth
is just as a thought.
Maybe we do them in couplets every other week. We could thread it with another one that we do in couplets.
Okay.
That could be interesting. That's something. Okay.
It's an idea. Hard enough to remember what to watch every week as it is. So.
Yeah, but what if sometimes you do it and then it was changing and every day? Man, it'd be so fun if, like, the night before we were always like, hey, who remembers what we committed to? And there'll be a text thread and I'll mix it up with my Wordle text thread.
Yeah, that'd be so different.
So I keep it on Twitter. I have found productivity tip.
Kudos. Kudos to the Twitter management on that.
Productivity tip. Split 100%. Up apps. Use different apps. I have a calendar app for me, and I have a calendar app for Brian's calendar.
All right.
I've got Slack. I'm just saying, consider modals.
However.
Are you guys excited for Obi-Wan?
Ish.
Wow.
Don't everybody run
What's funny is I didn't know what the answer to that question was until I just heard it come out of my own face. I thought I was buying time. Like somebody asked us, like, are you fans of Star Wars? And then both Bonnie and I go,
I've seen a few of that.
I feel like it could be good, but I'm not like thinking about it. I'm not, you know, like I was with Mandalorian and stuff. I'm not like, ooh, can't wait till the day.
Mandalorian delivered in season one in such a big, big way.
Yeah. Deborah Chow, who was directing Obi-Wan, did direct some of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm optimistic that I will enjoy it, but it's my rational brain saying that. My feeling part of me is like,
Well, and reading between the lines, there was a little bit in that teaser trailer of prequel fan service being done by having Luke Skywalker dressed up like young Anakin pretending to pod race on the side of a hut and stuff.
I liked that at least is consistent. I like consistency. So
yes, but I don't like the prequels.
Well,
so
well, there you go.
Yes.
Stuff that in your Moffat.
It's in your
Stephen Moffat.
No. What was her
Jody,
name?
Jody Moffat. Oh man. And then I was like, did I say Jodie Foster? No, that's not what you said either, Grandpa.
You know, Joni Mitchell. She could really sing.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell from Jody Loves Chachi. She was amazing.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I watched the Star Wars?
It cost $12.
There was a line around the block.
So we had to drive down to St. Clair Square. Now, those days, you had to go through Lebanon to get there.
And you remember Freddie, right? He wanted to see
Lebanon's
the Rocky movie.
Speed trap, or it was back then.
See, you used to be able to drive cars on your own. No robots involved.
Actually, I think autonomous cars are going to be one of those things that is going to turn out to be entirely different than we're imagining a world where we all drive cars. And we're thinking autonomous cars are going to be just like that, but without the driver. I think it's going to be nothing like that. I have no idea what it's going to be like.
I mean, it's going to be like Uber's only.
Is it? Or are we just saying that because that's what we imagine? Because you know what cars, like. They're just horses.
I think.
A horse with weird round hooves. A metal butthole.
I was unprepared
organic headlights.
For that. I just watched for the second time. Sorry to bother you. So horses are on my mind.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Equisapiens. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be an Uber driven by an Equisapien.
Where are you going?
Equisapiens, be out. All right, I feel like that's time. I'm calling it time of death.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
We'll miss you, Equisapiens.